Let's talk about the wonderful world of mushrooms, and more specifically, functional mushrooms and also psychedelic mushrooms. My guest today is Robert Johnson from the company MicroBoost, and Robert has been in this space for over 10 years. He has a great functional mushroom product, but in this episode, we more specifically talk about functional mushrooms and how each one of them has their own diverse health benefits, including gut health, anti-inflammatory properties, and brain health. So if you're interested, stay tuned.
How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help you, being over 40, to fight the aging process without giving up your social life. I've been a personal trainer and gym owner for over 14 years, and I specialize in helping the over 40 crowd get to their goals.
If you need a little bit of guidance, check out my show notes. I have a link to schedule a free 15-minute Zoom call, and you can ask all the questions you want.
But enough of that. Let's get on with the episode.
This is part one of three of an interview I did with Robert Johnson from MicroBoost.
So, Robert, I was real excited to get you on the show today. I've been learning a lot about functional mushrooms, been dabbling a little bit in psychedelic mushrooms. I was checking out your company. There's so much information out there and thousands or hundreds of thousands of different species of mushrooms, but there's only certain ones that are, I know, edible and certain ones that have functional compounds, at least that we know today. So I wanted to pick your brain on there and see what kind of supplements out there, who they can help, and let you take it away.
Well, yeah, thanks a lot for having me on, Brad. Excited to talk about mushrooms. Mushrooms have been around longer than humans, but they're really having an amazing moment in the sun right now. And functional mushrooms are a real passion of mine. I was in a supplement manufacturing business for the past 4 years, and that coincided with the beginning of COVID and the pandemic. And there was just a real new desire, even an increased desire for natural alternatives. And I was in the unique position of getting to work with a ton of different companies that were all looking to make different products, a lot of them focused around brain health and what are called nootropics or nootropics. And it's in increasing your focus, your memory, your attention span. I think it was a lot to do with us all working from home and trying to find a new balance in our work life, working from home. And functional mushrooms was just something that people kept asking for over and over, specifically lion's mane, I think is the most popular of all of them. And as part of my job, I'm doing all sorts of research, not only about the highest quality sources for these products, but also the suggested serving to really have a medically beneficial or effect. And also really what they do to your brain and your body. And the more I was reading about it, the more I realized this is something for me and that we needed to make our own brand and make as high as quality a product as possible.
Yeah. I heard you on a different podcast and you mentioned some Netflix documentary and I watched it. It was very enlightening and seeing all the different, even edible mushrooms. Like we only see white cap, bell mushrooms, shiitakes, oysters, but there's like hundreds more of edible ones. And besides what vitamins and minerals you get from them, some of them have a little bit of protein in it. And then for me, I really started getting into shiitake mushrooms because of the high copper count in there, just to help with collagen and skin, that kind of stuff. But I don't think anyone's ever talked about them in the light of having other functional purposes in the body. What are some of the ones out there? Lion's mane is one of them. What's some of the other ones we're missing out on?
Well, there is one that was recently popularized in an HBO show, The Last of Us, is based on a video game. It was about a fictional strain of the cordyceps mushrooms. And there are like hundreds of different types of cordyceps mushrooms. And the mushroom that like turns people into zombies is not completely fiction.
Yeah.
In the sense that there is a strain of cordyceps that will go into an ant colony or infect ants. And can like take over their brain and take over their body, almost like a remote control car, lead them back into the ant colony and have mushrooms sprout and sort of take over the entire colony. So I assume that was the inspiration for that video game and then HBO series. But Cordyceps militaris that we work with MicroBoost won't turn you into a zombie, will give you a ton of energy. And I found that a lot of athletes are using it as a pre-workout. And not only is it good for the cardiovascular system, but it's really good for the respiratory system. So you get more oxygen into your lungs, more energy. And maybe you've heard it on the other podcast, but one of my favorite like little anecdotes about cordyceps was a Chinese Olympics team, a women's track team in the 90s, won so many races and broke so many records that in, you know, Olympic fashion, they had them drug tested and they all passed their drug test, and their coach credited cordyceps mushrooms for their amazing performances. So we work with some fighters, an American Ninja Warrior, a handful of different athletes that swear by this as part of their regimen. And so those two, the lion's mane and cordyceps, are the ones that I take on like a regular basis. I think of it as like my entrepreneur fuel, a lot of energy to work my long days and also focus with the task at hand. But some of the other mushrooms that we work with have an amazing properties too. I assume you're talking about that fantastic fungi documentary,
yeah,
right?
That's the one. Yeah.
And so turkey tail was one that I learned a lot about from that documentary. Paul Stamets, he's probably the most famous mycologist in North America right now. His mom was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer and given less than a year to live. He ended up giving her high doses of turkey tail for a solid 9-12 months. And she went into complete remission, ended up living years longer than expected. He has a whole TED talk about this, documenting the process and her recovery. So some of the antioxidant, anti-cancer properties of these mushrooms, it's the reason why they've been used in medicine, Chinese medicine, for thousands of years, is they're naturally just a medical wonder.
Yeah. The first time that I used any type of supplement like that was, you probably have seen them before, that mud water stuff where they were trying to get everyone off coffee, make kind of a mushroom type thing taste a little bit like coffee. I wasn't the hugest fan of the taste. I did it for like 30 days. And, you know, I know that it's, some of the things are not supposed to give you that caffeine kick, but I couldn't kick coffee because of it. So I'm wondering if it wasn't in the amounts you could be taking, or if it's not supposed to work like that at all to begin with. I don't know.
Well, I mean, coffee is the most widely consumed drug on the planet. It is definitely an addicting one. It's a habit that is not easily changed. And so there's dozens, if not 100 different mushroom coffees now that are trying to change that really ingrained habit in humans. But I mean, I think it all depends on your normal caffeine intake. I was drinking like 2 large Starbucks a day for a while, and it took a while to wean off of that. And in the process, before I switched to just mushroom coffee, I would take our mushroom coffee and stir it into my coffee.
Okay, gotcha.
With like a nice combo, and kind of supplement the extra caffeine or the excessive amounts of caffeine that I was taking. So yeah, I don't know if you're used to, you know, 2 milligrams or 300 milligrams of caffeine a day, if there's any amount of cordyceps that would be a good substitute.
I think at that time I was probably around 150, 200, but I have, just like you, weaned myself down to about a 60 milligram cup of dark coffee once a day. So maybe it's worth a try again. Yeah, what some of the other ones that are just, I know that are high up on that list are like chaga, reishi, like what some of the other functional mushrooms?
Yeah,
benefits?
Mostly I say that mushrooms affect the body in 3 ways, I think, that are the most noticeable. One, at the brain that we talked about with some of these cognitive enhancing mushrooms. And the other is the gut. And so the chaga and reishi are both really good for balancing the gut microbiome. And I think, besides what is going on between our ears in our brain, our mood and our attitude and just our general feeling of well-being is largely controlled by our gut. And in addition to that, they have strong anti-inflammatory properties. And so almost all illness in the body starts with inflammation. And so I think that is why mushrooms can be good for so many different ailments, not just specific things. So bringing down your inflammation, balancing your gut, and also stimulating your mind, growing new brain cells and forming new neural connections. It just helps to really regenerate, rejuvenate, and keep us moving.
Yeah. What's the reason for a lot of those, the ones we're talking about, how come we can't buy those in the supermarkets? Are they not the greatest edible forms, and that's why it's not very marketable, or are they just hard to get?
Well, there's a lot of different reasons. I think the reason why most of these are made into supplements is because they have a pretty short shelf life. And so when there are some farmers markets and stuff where you can go and buy fresh lion's mane or cordyceps, but after a few days, if you don't dry them or use them and cook them, they start to really lose their luster. And so they're just not bred and filled with preservatives like some of the crimini mushrooms that we're used to, the button mushrooms. And also, too, a lot of them aren't that tasty. Lion's can be made into a pretty tasty dish with the right amount of oil and salt and pepper. But we make a bunch of different gummies at MicroBoost. And I think they taste all pretty good, except for the reishi. Yeah. The reishi is like one of the most powerful mushrooms. It's really good for anxiety and sleep, but it is so hard to mask that taste. So I think that gummy of all of them is the one that the most tastes like medicine, if you will.
Yeah. I've been looking a lot of the lion's mane and seeing like how it's, the theory is that it helps build new synapses in your brain and that kind of stuff. For that and like all the other mushrooms, for some of these benefits, I mean, is this like a month in you can start seeing some of this, or is this more like a longer game, like 6 months to a year?
Yeah, I think a month is a good subject, even a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And it really depends. We make a lot of different supplements that include THC, kratom, mushrooms. And so it depends on the person. If you're drinking a six pack a night and 400 milligrams of caffeine, like you have a lot different sensitivity level than the vegan yoga teacher who is drinking tea and practicing meditation. So it's hard to say like one dose fits all, or that the effects or the noticeable effects for one person are going to be the same for another. I was on a podcast not too long ago and the guy called me. I sent him some samples of our stuff and he called me up and he said, hey, I ate five of those gummies and I felt like I was having like a psychoactive effect from it. I was like, well, there's no psychoactives in there. And it's a pretty rare review to have something like that. But I have had yoga teachers and that sort of thing will tell me like, oh yeah, I ate those lion's mane supplements and I was just, my mind was on fire, almost like someone would describe a psychedelic experience.
Yeah. Well, that's my big thing is, just from how long I've been in this industry, is learning everybody's body chemistry is different and things are going to react differently. So when you start something, just start with a minimal dose and work your way up, because you never know what kind of reactions people get. And it's funny, like people talk about, what's that fermented drink? Kombucha. And people talking about getting a kombucha high. And so many people, and even my wife, are like, I don't understand. And I'll drink that. I'm like, oh my God, like this is insane. But none of my friends or family have that same reaction.
Well, you must be a healthy guy.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. And I just wanted to put out there, if anyone has any questions about dieting, working out, supplements, fasting, you know, I can go on and on with all the different topics on this show. Please check out my show notes for my email or check out my website contact page. And let me know what your question is and I'll do a whole episode about it. One of the funnest parts of training clients is, you know, everyone's different, has different issues. There's always that one thing that kind of catches me off guard, and I might actually have to do a little research for it, but I love playing that personal trainer detective. So please reach out if you have something, and thanks for listening.
If you'd like a little bit of help checking out your diet and your current routine, I'd be happy to help. I always do a free 15-minute Zoom consultation for anyone, no strings attached, just to see if I can help point you in the right direction. So if you're interested, check out the show notes. The link is at the top.